We're now going to respond to our message with a time of prayer. You can follow along in the bulletin as well as what is projected in front of you. Please rise for this time of prayer. O God of life, fill our hearts with resurrection joy.
Let the radiant beams of Easter's light shine into the depths of our souls.
Send the news of Christ's victory over death into the world.
Grant that the new nations may join the hosts of heaven in songs of triumph.
In the promise of Easter, take away from us the fear of death.
Renew us.
O Lord, now use us and all we are to bring glory to your name.
Use us through our daily lives, our resources, and our prayers to be a blessing in our families, in our communities, and in our world.
O Lord, we pray for all who suffer affliction of body, soul, and mind, those recovering from surgery, those who may be close to death. Particularly, we pray for those in our congregation today that we name, John and Holly, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Janine, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Pamela, Steve, Alan, Sarah, Marlene, Jonathan, Nicole, Brian, Sandy, Kyle, Melissa. For the family of James Santora, the Santoras, as they mourn Brian's grandfather's death. Also for the family of Iggy as they mourn his recent death, for his wife and their daughter. And also for Mike, who's struggling with recent heart issues. Lord, we pray for any others we now name before you in this moment of silence in our hearts. O Lord, heal people in need of your special care. And use us to express your love to them. O Lord, as we eat and drink together and share the very body and blood of our Lord, we ask that we may be united with Christ and with each other, that we may share his glory, and that we may go our way and be his body in the world. Amen.